Speaking at a breakfast meeting with journalists, Wharton said while the situation in Zimbabwe has improved, not enough has been done to warrant the removal of the so-called targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle. He said Harare continues to ignore court decisions, violate people's rights, and has not compensated white commercial farmers whose land was expropriated more than a decade ago by the government.
The implementation of the indigenization law has remained hard to predict, and it seems to change from time to time. And that has a chilling effect on an investor's willingness to put money into a country.
Wharton said the targeted sanctions, which affect 106 individuals and more than 60 companies in Zimbabwe, were not really an issue, adding a lot depends on the country's policies.
Sanctions are not the central issue here. The central issue are the policies enacted by the government of Zimbabwe, whether it's land reform or the way the law is enforced, or, you know, tolerance for political violence. Those are the things that have driven this economy up or down. And sanctions are sort of a sideshow.
The outgoing ambassador said the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, ZIDERA, under which the sanctions were imposed, clearly spells out what Zimbabwe must do to have them lifted. But he said the U.S. president could use his discretion to scrap the measures if the situation improves. ZIDERA said Wharton also provides for American support of Zimbabwe's debt relief efforts, adding his country has done so by supporting the International Monetary Fund Staff Monitored Program and Zimbabwe's debt relief plans with the International Monetary Fund.
First of all, that we have supported the IMF staff monitor program here. Publicly and privately, we've supported that. And secondly, at the big meeting in Lima last month, we didn't bang our shoe against the podium and say no, no, 1,000 times no. We were supportive of that as well.
Wharton said Zimbabwe could boost agricultural production and revive its economy by giving title to landholders. He said clarity on the country's indigenization laws is critical as this would help attract investment to the country.
The implementation of the indigenization law has remained hard to predict, and it seems to change from time to time. And that has a chilling effect on an investor's willingness to put money into a country.
Also key in lowering foreign investors is political stability, Wharton said. He said the U.S. did not support political parties in Zimbabwe, but supports processes and principles of democratic elections. Wharton, who leaves Zimbabwe after a three-year tour of duty, said he had done a lot to improve relations between Harare and Washington, adding the number of people on targeted sanctions had gone down by 25 during his tour of duty.
I've also been able to achieve high-level meetings between both government of Zimbabwe and U.S. government officials and between private Zimbabweans, that is, business people particularly, and high-level Americans. So I feel like there's progress there. I think Washington has a deeper, more nuanced understanding of this nation.
He said Zimbabwe is a bright future, adding its economy could grow by 10% annually in the near future with the right policies in place. He described President Robert Mugabe as a lion of Africa, a leader who had liberated his people and fought apartheid through the frontline states, now the Southern African Development Community.
Robert Mugabe is a lion of Africa. You know, he has dedicated his life to creating a free and independent Zimbabwe. He's one of the leaders not only of Zimbabwe's liberation movement, but of the frontline states that helped bring down apartheid in South Africa.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.